If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Oh, you don't like interruptions. Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month, unless you're using, like, e-checks. Then there's some extra fees, because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use Z-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now, we'll go back to the show. I don't know when, because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription.
Tedious on therightstuff.biz.
Welcome to the Daily Show 1079.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
Basically, I think we're going to sort of frame this episode as a sort of is it like an official obituary of the GOP?
Jewish apocalypse.
Very apt.
We can do that.
I mean, basically, we were just talking about Vivek Ramaswamy. So basically, that is the death of the GOP. It's like the only person, like, you didn't watch the debate, I heard, Mike. I didn't either, but I read everybody else's responses and I saw a couple
clips.
Yeah,
I kind of was reading what people were saying. Yeah, but
so.
Yes.
Basically, what it is like every other GOP hopeful is doing the same tired old Jeb Bush, Mitt Romney stuff, but with more added diversity than ever before. And Ramaswamy is like, "Fuck you, bloody bastard, bitch," and saying,
"Yeah, he's like, allow me to complete,"
and saying, like, and saying pseudo populist things as a gay libertarian,
I mean,
that he is.
It's sort of poetic that the same day Ramaswamy BTFOs the GOP in the debate, like India had like a spacecraft land on the moon.
Are you crazy?
You're fucking.
You're fucking bloody bastard bitch.
I didn't realize Nikki Haley had such a deep voice.
Yeah, that's Haley versus Ramaswamy right there. That's good stuff.
I did say years ago that if Indians adopt a meme or adopt something, it's dead. Anything that Indians adopt is now dead. So moon travel, dead. GOP, dead. It's over.
It's not even just
over.
GOP. He's adopting like 2016 Trump like populism. So that's dead. Like Nikki
Haley.
He's
also he's kind of like blending it with like Ron Paul stuff.
Yeah. So.
Which is kind of also dead.
But it's funny that this is a rare case where like the Indian is more updated than the white people around him. Like, he's a little more savvy than, like, Mike Pence just looks like a dinosaur.
Well, the thing is, the real issue here, and it's not because he's Indian, because Nikki Haley is also Indian.
Right.
It's that, frankly, the rest of them are completely 100% beholden to the GOP Jewish establishment, the GOP Jewish the Jews that donate to the GOP, some of whom we know who they are, some of whom we don't know who they are. But they all have to be on board with that and frame whatever attacks they want to make that might have some possible shred of striking a chord with people. How's that for a mixed metaphor? A shred of striking a chord. They might have a shred of striking a chord with people, right? They might have some possible chance. They have to like water it down so much with like the now programmed language of wokeness. I think pretty soon they're going to have to come up with something else, because wokeness, the term of wokeness, What it's describing isn't dead, but it's never dead because it's the Jewish ideology. But the various terms they use to describe it have to go in and out because they need to make it seem like they're doing this, doing something different. But
camera's fucking
the thing
up
is,
again.
Though, he hard outflanked them from the right on all of those issues. And he also, the other thing is, now I don't think Ramaswamy is going to win, but the fact that he's the only one that said anything at all that was somewhat interesting to the crowd as well. Apparently he's the only one that got any claps.
Right.
Which is funny. And
supposedly
he also
this was just has, like, it was just booing the whole time. Like, these people were getting booed.
That is.
I have some.
Frankly, it's also because Trump wasn't there. So it does seem that in the absence of Trump, Ramaswamy is the only guy that's able to actually get people to clap.
And how does
I mean, think about this.
I just want to, like, how does it make you feel? If you have your faith in GOP, like, the guy that you have to look to is a fucking, like, street shitter.
Yeah.
The guy that fucking, like, all of his cousins own gas stations.
We've been talking about this guy for years.
Yeah.
We picked up on this guy early when he was doing those videos attacking wokeness and talking about his anti-woke capital investment firm and all this shit that he was planning on starting, or he had started or whatever. I didn't pick up that he had presidential ambitions. I have to give it to Stryker, who said that this guy's probably going to be running for president like a year or something ago.
And Stryker also said, don't sleep on him. He said this guy's going to be a dark horse. Watch out.
Yeah, yes. Brown horse.
And the funny thing is, if I had actually been watching him, I might have come up with the same analysis but I just wasn't really watching him. Because if you look at him, you're like, oh, okay, I see what he's doing. So, yeah, he's doing like a call center version of the Trump campaign, sort of. you know, he's got a lot of money. Apparently, I thought he was a billionaire. Apparently, he's worth $600 million. So, wow, he's not quite up there in that. But, he's got enough to finance himself. It does seem that he is financing himself. I'm not sure. I'm sure he's got some donors, but I'm not sure that he's necessarily beholden to them because of his own money. And there's obviously certain narratives he's going to be, that he's going to be a cuck on effectively. But what's funny is this article that Horace brought up when I was on his show, which is like six Jewish facts about GOP hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy, who proposes to cut Israel funding. And like none of them, Jews are kind of seething about it in all of them. And the funny thing is this other thing, it's like, it's sort of popular even in somewhat in the mainstream to like opine about donors controlling both parties, lack of actual choices, et cetera, et cetera. But when someone deviates even slightly,
right,
they just get attacked brutally, like in the press. And the Jews are basically saying like, that he's got unconventional views and he's gotten, whenever the press says something like he has received criticism for his unconventional views, you know, that just means like that it's like, no, just be honest. You're criticizing him.
Right.
Like the criticism is from you. Like just say, I'm criticizing him because of his views that like don't align with the Jew agenda.
I mean,
I'm not
really
backing Ramaswamy. I'm just telling
you. No, like what it really comes down to is Ramaswamy he's savvy enough to like he's pandering to the more updated version of what people want to be pandered to about as far as being Republican voters. They want to be pandered to about the things he's saying. Not they don't want to hear Mike Pence talk about Israel.
Nobody wants to hear any of what these fucking fossils have to say.
No.
Yeah.
I also assume that Ramaswamy has a similar perspective that Yang did, in the sense of this is a child of Asian immigrants who's very sensitive to the idea that there might be a white lash if nothing is done or given to white people. So there has to be a way to placate them. I think he's being a lot savvier about it than Yang was being, but I imagine he's got the exact same mindset.
Yang just wanted to give me $1,000.
How do we manage this white client group?
Give me $1,000, nigga.
From Ramaswamy's perspective.
$1,000 and the pink hat.
The demographic situation in the United States, as long as like, just because his whole thing is like, we should, his whole thing is basically like immigrants should only be like high quality immigrants, which to him means like me.
Right.
Like he has, from his literally perspective, mean. He doesn't need or want the racial destruction of white people. Like, no. That's not going to help him because he's over here. It's nicer than India. It's nicer than India because it's mostly white still.
Yeah.
And it was founded by people who were white. And he's got a lot of money and mm-hmm. he's got a lot of privileges in this country because it was open to him mm-hmm. and his wealthy family because his parents were also wealthy, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Yale on some scholarship. He got Soros money to go to Yale, which is funny.
Yeah.
So he's like, frankly, like, let's not fuck with it. Like, we should just, he's kind of like, let's take the demographics and just freeze it right here.
Yeah.
This is fine. He's literally like, this is fine.
In my arbitrary let's line not, of the
sand. And we could even push it back. We could even make it more white. We could even make it more. Because, like, I'm a rich person in a nice country. Why are we going to turn this into a third world shithole for what? Oh, because Jews want racial revenge? That's not my problem.
Yeah.
You know? And, of course, because white people can't ever say anything. That's the other thing. It's, look, I don't even really have a problem. Like, again, I don't, like, hate this guy. I'm not even mad at him. I understand what he's doing, and I think it's kind of funny. I'm not going to support him, but that's because I'm not going
to
support him.
Oh, hey, Guy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
Any Republican, but it is sort of interesting to see what he's doing. But I don't have like a hate on for him, but I understand what he's doing. But the thing is, it's like the other people in the GOP and the way the GOP is run, I mean, it shows you that like the very like white people are just not allowed to speak for themselves.
No.
If you are white and you make it this far, there's a reason why the white people are so fucking weak. And the problem is that then gives the impression that white people are just like that generally, because everybody that Jews put in front of you is a white person who's willing to be like this. So everyone gets, oh, white people, wow, why do you need a street shooter to speak for you? It's like, well, unfortunately, like a almost billionaire street shooter is the only person who can claw their way to saying these kinds of stuff, even the relatively mild compared to us talking points.
It always has to
be compared to the rest of the GOP.
It has to be a wildly wealthy, like eccentric, to come out and speak for white people. That's the best you can get. And even the first one that did it was lying.
That's another thing that this also goes to the Trump thing and the Musk thing, that it's like, think about the situation where you are basically waiting for some rich guy to not be a total libtard.
Right.
And then you just praise them, hoping they'll continue to not be a total libtard and use their privileges to help you. Elon Musk is not going to do that.
No.
In fact, Elon Musk is some kind of like, it's actually much more of like a linchpin of this whole system than you realize. Stryker's like, Elon Musk, like the one smart white guy willing to work with them, so they've given him all these responsibilities. Like, you need to build the space shuttles, you need to build the new cars, you need to control the internet, you need to... Can you do this for us?
Yeah, just keep cutting the checks, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You and Warren have said this before, but we live in a system where white people can only have rights if a billionaire does it on a lark, like thinks it's funny. Think like, it'd be funny if I spoke up for white people and maybe I can make some money off this, or maybe I can
I'll poke a stick in their side just to irritate them, just to troll them a little bit for the lols, you know? Like, that's basically what Elon Musk, that's the impression he was giving. It turned out, I think it was actually more sinister than that, what he was doing, but it seemed like, to the extent he was doing anything at all, that's what he was doing. He was like basically throwing sand in the eyes of his fellow billionaires for lols.
Hello, fellow billionaires.
Yes.
I like the skateboard and the Twitter hat. Well, I want to see what Good Morning America thinks the highlights of the debate were. This will be another interesting thing. We get to see like through their lens what they think the noteworthy applause lines and whatever they think, like what these people think the highlights are, is kind of interesting to me.
Overnight, a heated and combative Republican debate. Eight candidates facing off for the first time,
oh, I forgot about the
and not holding back.
I'm the only person on the stage who isn't bought and paid for.
Going back and forth being childish is not helpful to the American people to decide on the next leader of our country.
This is exactly why Margaret Thatcher said, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
But the candidate drawing the most...
Oh, my God.
The douche chills. Wow. The douche chills in my gut right now. She actually fucking said that.
Yeah, I can't believe she got applause either. Like,
saying that at a Republican... Where are you supposed to, like... Has it sunk in yet? Anyway, so here's Ali Alexander again.
But the candidate drawing the most attention and criticism, Vivek Ramaswamy, the 38-year-old entrepreneur and fierce defender...
Vivek?
...of Trump...
Vivek Uyghur.
...recently seeing a rise in the polls.
I'm not sure I exactly understood Mike Pence's comment, but I'll let you all parse that out. For me, it's pretty simple. That's something a U.S. president can do with focus, and I'll deliver on
it. Well, let me explain it to you. Let me explain it to you, Vivek, if I can. I'll go slower this time.
We can't.
So there's
that
no...
That sounds like Joe Biden.
But you notice they're not... Like, well, I don't... Like, I want to know what Pence said.
What were they actually arguing?
And yeah, GMA is not going to show us it. Like, what is he going to... He's like getting the owns. Like, I'll talk a little slower.
We don't need to bring in a rookie. We don't need to bring in people without experience.
It was...
Oh, man, wow.
None of that is substantial.
Pence.
This is sort of what I was predicting in my mind that they would do. Because, like, GMA doesn't want the news out there about what is making a Republican debate audience cheer and boo. Like,
no, they don't.
They don't want
that
out there. They don't want... Yeah. So that's interesting.
Yeah, they want this to be... They want you to be comparing, like, the owns, the snaps,
yeah, the Yo Mama jokes. Yeah.
So all like the trivial, silly, like, Nikki Haley's stupid cliche, like, douche chills crap.
Oh, is
like,
this going to be them? Is this like, going to be them yelling at each other?
Like, but Nikki, what did Nikki Haley actually have to say?
We might have Haley.
And what made people just, like, openly boo her? Because I believe
have
she
this
was
right
also
here.
Booed.
It was Ramaswamy's first debate.
Damn you have no foreign policy experience, and it shows.
And you know what? The foreign policy experience that you all have.
The businessman.
Cut him off. Like,
hold on. They didn't include his retort because there's an easy snapback, which is like, yeah, has U.S. foreign policy, and I'm sure this is what he did, U.S. foreign policy, people with experience are the ones that have fucked it all up.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, I have no experience, like...
I have no experience, like, ruining the world. Thank you, yeah.
I don't have no experience droning civilians without fucking telling without telling the American people why.
I have zero experience, like, making the world, like, a haven for, like, Al-Qaeda terrorism.
Trying to address his lack of political experience early on.
Who the heck is this skinny guy with a funny last name, and what the heck is he doing in the middle of this debate stick?
Oh, God. Dude.
I'll tell you, I'm not a politician.
That line later.
Who the hell's this fat guy? Say.
It's kind of funny how they immediately, after he talks about being skinny
they show Chris
Christie.
Christie.
Like, that's, again, but that's what they want you talking about.
Yeah. Chris Christie.
Because, again, that's another stupid, like, I can't stand the dumb shit that they had to do. These little stage-managed things that they do, but, like, they're only going to show that crap. Oh, my God, it's
so irritating.
Well,
this is apropos right here. This GOP strategist gave a quote to ABC News. Ramaswamy comes across like the guy in high school that everyone wanted to beat up. In fact, I thought Christie was going to slug him at one point.
I mean, so what? Like,
well, that's the tenor of this. Like, that's
but
does
the audience
how
want
dumb
to beat
they
him
have
up?
To keep this?
Yeah, the entire audience is, like, loving Ramas, eating out of his hand. And, like, Chris Christie's just eating.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, this actually kind of shows you that even this mild, like, pushback they're getting from this fucking rich Pajit is, like, a little bit too much.
It's exposing
and
the
entire
thing.
They are legitimately butthurt at this guy over the comments he's made about Israel and shit like that.
Later called down by former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
I've had enough already tonight of a guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here.
What?
The last person in one of these debates, Brett, who stood in the middle of the stage and said, "What's a skinny guy with an odd last name doing up here?" was Barack Obama.
But the candidate who earned the
what?
That so was what?
That was a really.
Yeah, he's like,
weird.
You know, the last guy,
like hard
the last
edit.
Fucking brown person was this nigger.
I guess
that's
so.
Actually, what Christie is kind of trying to do, but like he's not going to say it. But it's also like, who fucking cares?
Obama.
But the candidate who earned the
line.
So they're going to tell us now that this is interesting. They're going to tell us that DeSantis like came out on top. Is that what they're about to say? That would be on brand.
Obama.
But the candidate who earned the center spot on the stage, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, did not stand out from the rest of the pack.
Our country is in decline. This decline is not inevitable. It's a choice. We need to send Joe Biden back to his basement.
The sparring on stage ranged from foreign policy to clashing over
abortion.
I like
how they say he earned the center. No, he didn't earn it. How did he earn it? I guess I put him in the center podium. Okay.
He earned mega donor money, I guess. Is he even in the center? I thought Swami was in the center.
It looks like there's actually no center because there's a people.
But just to be clear, Governor, would you sign a six-week ban federally?
Also, an abortion ban. There you go.
I'm talking about abortion.
That's the issue that's burning up America right now.
I'm going to stand on the side of life.
I am on the record.
Who the fuck is that?
Is this guy?
Is that Jared Taylor?
I think that's Asa Hutchinson.
Is that the Eagle from Muppets?
That's not Asa
the Muppet Show.
No, it's not. Okay.
Who is this person? They're going to say his name.
On the record, and I stand behind that we should not have a
Doug Burzum.
What the fuck?
Doug Burzum.
Fucking asshole.
No, it's Burzum. He's going to make black metal.
Yeah, you beat me to it. Damn it.
I will burn churches to the ground, Christ cucks.
I stand behind my anti-life stance.
I will. My friends and I.
Churches.
My friends and I will fire shotguns into the windows of McDonald's restaurants wherever they pop up in our great Norse land.
I've always been involved in mysterious suicides.
Doug Burzum.
I stand behind my role in those
Fuck,
mysterious
that,
suicides.
Doug Burzum might be the fucking show title. I didn't even hear anything Doug about Burzum. This dude. I'm Doug. Anybody named Doug, that's just what I think of.
It's like a cross between the cartoon Doug and Burzum.
Yeah.
It's like a little of each.
What's
he's getting bullied
about?
By Roger.
So he's talking about abortion.
Ramaswamy is like Roger Swami.
Oh, I man, love Doug Burzum's stop. Album, Philo Philosophum.
Philo Philosophum.
This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall at rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's the rightstuff.biz/paywall.
It's good.
I am on the record and I stand behind that
North
we
Dakota.
Should not have a federal abortion ban.
We need to stop demonizing this issue.
But there was some consensus.
What? In what way?
Nearly every single candidate agreed former Vice President Mike Pence did the right thing on January 6th. DeSantis, ready to move on.
And I kept my oath to the Constitution that day. There's no more important duty. So answer the question.
I've answered this before.
So yes.
Why are we... Mike did his duty. I got no beef with him. But here's the thing. Is this what we're going to be focusing on?
I'm relieved.
Going forward? The rehashing of this?
God, dude. About an hour. Like, I don't usually like doing the politics of personality. But like, I guess since that's what the GOP is doing...
That's how they're presenting it here.
That guy... There's something wrong with him.
Yeah, like,
DeSantis has one of the worst voices I've ever heard from a presidential candidate.
I don't know if he was doing like the black woman thing as much in this debate as he does sometimes, like the black woman hand gestures and like the method of speaking. But like,
he has this gay face that happens sometimes. These certain expressions. Where it's
sometimes,
like,
it's like all the time.
Maybe he looked okay there.
Go ahead.
I was saying he looked okay there, but there's some clips where he like finishes a sentence is like. And it's like his next thing is like, and the cock goes in here. It's really fucking disturbing.
Like, yeah, yeah. It's like that. It's like, bro, you just, no, dude. It's actually, maybe, he comes off like a fucking half a fag.
Yeah. Maybe the reason why he hired extremely online autistic people to run his campaign is because he's an extremely online autistic person himself. He certainly comes across as a nerd.
He's just a nerd. I think also, I don't even think it's just that though. I think like he. It might be, or he's just, he doesn't know any. He doesn't know what the fuck to do. And, like, he has, like, Thielnats, you know, in his orbit.
They've been working on him for, like, 3 years.
There's a certain amount of money there.
They've been working on this guy for years, getting him ready for this.
Yeah.
He's just eating his balls out there.
Or into the
I remember when he was being, like, when he first ran as a Trump. That's funny. He ran as a Trump ally in 2018 when he won governor the first time.
Now he's trying to run as Trump without the baggage. I'm Trump who didn't assault the Capitol.
I remember when we were covering that election, it was like, oh, okay, like the pro-Trump. I remember it was literally like the pro-Trump guy won in Florida. Well, that was kind of expected. But I didn't really know anything about Yeah. I just heard this name, like Ron DeSantis, and then he became a thing starting really in like 2020. We've been talking about him since then. We're like, yeah, they're going to definitely try and make this guy president.
So far, what do we have? Good Morning America has played a clip of a guy we've never heard of, black metal artist Doug Burtzum, basically saying that that abortion should not be banned nationwide. They've showed Ramaswamy and trading Yo Mama jokes with other candidates and calling himself skinny. They've basically showed two candidates distancing themselves from Ronald Trump vis-a-vis January 6th. That's what that last exchange was about. What else did we see here? Like, there's nothing here.
Well, the cop out is like the let's move on. Like, that's like, it's like, I don't actually want to be forced into taking a position on this because donors aren't going to be happy if I side with Trump, and voters aren't going to be happy if I side against him. So I don't want to make a comment. So I'm going to do the pose of like, why are we even talking about this?
The other thing.
The feds are throwing people in the gulags. Let's move on. And they're doing
their
job.
Do you have
something
to say about what's happened to those people that were unjustly imprisoned?
Well, right. That's what I'm.
But Mr. DeSantis.
If somebody did, they wouldn't show it. That's what the point I'm making. This is GMA.
Right.
ABC News. And the other thing they showed was, after Ramaswamy obviously made some statement about endless American wars overseas, that you have the other Indian, Nimrata, there. Clapping back, telling him that he has no experience in foreign policy, and it shows. Like, yeah, it's like basically they're like shoring up the Jew narrative. It's like if you are so naive to think that America can't go around the world protecting the Zio Empire, then like you're just you're a young pup who needs guidance at best.
Yeah, but it's also
unthinkable. This is outside your Overton window to think that like you can't do Ukraine
or
Iraq.
Is, as usual, foreign policy is one of these places where the difference between elites and people is like very salient, because U.S. foreign policy is universally unpopular in the world and in America. One thing you say about Americans, frankly, of both political stripes and even of like all races, is they fucking hate the U.S. empire. Americans don't like the U.S. empire. They don't. Now with libtards, they got them on this Ukraine shit because, you know, the Ukraine flag is like part and parcel of the gay flag at this point. And so they've got them on that. And also, you know, they primed libtards for being pro Ukraine by associating, you know, Vladimir Putin with Trump in their minds. But, other than that, it's like, yeah, Ramaswamy is actually articulating a popular position vis-a-vis foreign policy.
Right.
So Nikki Haley, and the obvious own is like, yeah, I don't have any experience ruining the world like you people do.
Yeah, I want to hear the rest of that clip, but let's move on here. There's still a couple minutes left.
The debate.
But it's also like the experience thing. It's like, it's so funny because it's like people, they pay lip service to the idea that people like an upstart outsider, or they want a third option, or they want something else. But then when it comes around, they all join in finger wagging. Look, I don't have any foreign policy experience.
No.
But I could run this country's foreign policy significantly better than all of these people.
No,
because
that's
you're
wrong.
It's not about experience. It's what's your fucking agenda?
It takes a steady hand of an experienced person to like go around destroying the earth in the name of Israel.
Destabilize the world in favor of Jewish interests. Yes, right. Basically. Yes.
That's what they're saying. It's like, that's grown-ups back in charge, you know?
But an hour into the debate, the focus turned to the candidate who was not on the stage.
Oh, the guy's going to win, you mean?
Former President Donald Trump.
Yeah, like one of the guys like, who's actually going to win.
The nominee.
Now facing four indictments and 91 charges.
Would you still support him as your party's choice? Please raise your hand if you would.
Ramaswamy's hand is right up.
Nikki Haley raised her hand. That's interesting. And Tim Scott and Izette Burtzum on the end. Oh, so Christie, Pence, DeSantis, and I don't know who's on the far left. They're not raising
almost
their hands.
Almost all of the candidates.
Oh, DeSantis. Oh.
Eventually raising their hands.
They raise their hands as the crowd, in response to the crowd noise rising.
Yeah.
Chris Christie's like, I'll take one.
The only guy that didn't seem to be Burtzum.
Yeah.
Whether or not.
No, Burzum was on the far right. He said yes. The guy, I don't know who's on the far left.
You believe that the criminal
process of elimination would have to be Hutchison then, wouldn't it?
Hutchison, I don't know even who's there.
I don't
there.
Know who the nobodies, the also-rans are in this.
I want to hear what Bam Bam Bigelow had to say.
Whether or not you believe that the criminal charges are right or wrong.
What a fucking pussy. come out on stage and say we're living in a banana republic where one party's trying to.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't care about Trump, and
yeah,
I
no,
see
it's
that.
Like, I know
that's what's going on. Like, you can't even take the partisan stance. Of, like, yeah, that guy's being railroaded because the other party has power. This is why you guys lose.
The conduct is beneath the office of President of the United States.
Mix of cheers and boos.
And, you know, this is the great thing about this country. Booing is allowed, but it doesn't change the truth.
No, booing is loud.
No,
it doesn't change anything at all. So I was going to say, like, you can
make... I thought for a second he was going to actually tell you the...
The truth is that you have no... The truth is that this is all a farce. Your voice doesn't matter.
Yeah. It doesn't booing is allowed, but it doesn't change anything. I mean, that's really... That's...
All right. I don't think I need to hear any more from this nigga right here. See you, lady.
You know who else that's true for? The comment section.
Oh, no, that's not true. If you leave a comment, like, it does matter because I might get mad and
respond to you.
You
actually changed the course of the show for 2 whole weeks.
Ha! Oh, man. My camera's so fucked. I'll be back in a minute, I hope.
Nah, it's all right.
It's all fogged up.
Oh, that thing again.
How does the inside
of
the lens...
running it in from the AC?
I just took it off and put it near the fan. It seems that the cloud inside the lens seems to be getting smaller, but we just have to wait. It seems to clear up when I take it off the camera, when I remove it from the body.
So, yeah, I guess Burzum... Yeah, no, Asa Hutchinson is the other guy there, the last one on the side there.
Well, I want to see highlights that Republicans think are highlights, or that like stupid like online conservatives think is like.
To some extent they're probably following Fox News's lead on this, but I'm kind of curious. Like,
polls consistently.
What is the point of these people?
Who the fuck is this?
Like, what is the point of why is like Chris Christie? He's never like. Who the fuck is this?
I don't know.
Is this Ben Shapiro's little brother?
I don't know. Like, this is like a Fox News video. Like, I've never seen this little dude before.
It's like they de-age Ben Shapiro.
This is Ben Shapiro at home.
It's like when Fred Savage's like brother became a thing. It's like, wait a minute.
Well, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Tag it.
What? There's another Savage?
Right, what like, was his name? It doesn't matter.
I don't know. He's Goy Meets World or whatever the fuck. Not a Goy Meets World.
Oh, this actually looks like the guy from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, this is Young America's Foundation. This is where they were.
This is like a Jew AstroTurf thing where they.
Oh no! It's where they find like sex assault victims for Ali Alexander.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
That's where they farm them out from.
Show that young people's number one issue is climate change. How
will
you,
Diaz?
As
president
of the United States and leader of the Republican Party, calm their fears that the Republican Party doesn't care about climate change?
So we want to start on this with...
Wait.
Not even to get involved in that, but like that is not something that young Republicans are clamoring to talk about. It's simply not. Like... I'm not even arguing with the issue itself, but I'm just going to tell you, like, if you're telling me, like, a young Republican group is actually worried about that, that's retarded.
I have
never in my life heard this issue ever discussed in any tones other than mockery by, like, people who would be in a young Republican club.
Yeah. They're trying to do the same thing to climate change that they do to, like, racism. It's like let's affirm the
but
other
it's
party's
so dumb, though.
Affirm
like
the other
better
okay
issues.
Okay affirm the other party's premise and then pretend that we're better at dealing with it than they are instead of having a debate. That's what kind of like that's what the agenda has been, which is the standard.
But it's
like,
also like if you're trying to create some kind of interest in some, it's like, I don't think anybody even believes that this is like I could see them coming up with something. Where, like, this is what young Republicans are concerned about. How are you going to address that? But it's not even convincing that it would be climate change. You know, it's like you think they'd have some, even if they wanted to do some anodyne issue. I mean, that to me doesn't really show me that, like, they're trying to affirm the climate change premise. what it shows me, I mean, which they might be doing though, but it shows me that there's no issue they feel safe talking about. You know, there's no issue that they feel safe. Like they don't, there's no issue that they feel like they could have somebody who's like some member of some AstroTurf Young America's Foundation actually come up and say, like they couldn't say, he couldn't say immigration, which is the thing that most people that would be in some kind of young Republican type club or young conservative club would be worried about. They can't say that. They can't say tranny stuff. You know, or they're unwilling to. So, like, it's just it's what strikes me is not even. It's just, it's so not even a fucking issue worth even talking about with this with that type of crowd. Like, yet there, it's just it's so obviously AstroTurf or crop dusted, but crop dusted for just like an issue that is not it's not credible crop dusting.
They're trying to remove the partisan aspect of climate change. So it can be just ultimately be a thing that's universally believed, such as anti-racism. And the way to do that
I think is, so, but I also feel like there's just no other phony issue that they could pretend that young people
it's
are
not a phony issue.
The
they're trying to build bipartisan support for this Jewish scam. They're doing it the same way they did it for being anti-racist. They're setting up the two partisan sides are now going to argue over who's the libs will say, we're anti-racist, and then the Republicans, well, no, you're not, because you still see color, and I don't. And it'll be that they're going to do the same thing with climate change, so they can do whatever they want with the energy markets and power.
You see my point, too, that it almost also feels like
no,
if
I don't
they're
going to
do
actually,
a stage
I think
acting.
No, I think this is a real thing that they're doing. Like, I'm sorry. This is what they're doing. Like, they don't want any more. Like, one of the things that Trump was famous for was taking the U.S. off of, was it the Paris Accords? Or the Paris climate change
Kyoto turned into Paris, and they don't want any more
Republicans that are going to do that. They want everybody on board here. So in this thing, like the only guy that says climate change is a hoax is Ramaswamy, and to thunderous applause, because again, it's like you can boo all you want, but it doesn't change the truth that we're moving forward with this climate agenda. We're moving forward with this energy thing that's going to be taken out of your ass.
I don't know. It also feels to me like there's an element of kayfabe to this where it's like they're like, what can we? What's a youth issue? They're kind of like sitting there putting their head, like banging their heads together, like what can we pretend is like a youth issue? And this is what they come up with, and because they can't actually say in terms of what young Republicans are really talking about or young right wing people in America are really talking about, it is not climate change. It's like race, immigration, and Jews. That's what they're talking about. So yeah, anyway,
I mean, climate change is talked about all the time and there's no opposition to it. That's what people talk about. Like, climate change is another one of these things that just an accepted dogma. You're either on board or you're out. Like, soon you'll be canceled for it, and they're trying to
I don't agree with that. I don't think you'll ever be canceled for being anti-climate change.
Well, I'm overstating it a little bit, but what I'm saying is, like, you're not listened to. You're not part of the thing. You have no experience dealing with the environment. If you say, like, this is a hoax, and you're just trying to...
Yeah, the only thing you really actually get shut down for, like, actually, is the kind of shit we do. And even then...
Okay, but that's not the point. Climate change, the issue, the way it's being handled, is like it is kayfabe in that they're trying to turn it into two false opposing sides that are going to be it's a meaningless debate. And the foregone conclusion is, yes, we're doing to energy markets what we want to do in energy markets, and the excuse is climate change, the unfalsifiable conspiracy that human activity is destroying the earth. And yes, we know that none of our predictions have ever come out correct. We've eaten our balls on everything we've ever said about it, but you don't have any experience with it though. So stop it. Stop sending candidates for president that might actually win who aren't on board, which is what they did with racism, too, or with anti-racism, or anything else.
Imagine them having this guy say, what are you going to do about, like, racism? It would just be like nobody would want to hear that shit.
Right.
Nobody would want to hear that stuff. It also wouldn't. It would be equally as incredible as the idea that young Republicans are like really deeply concerned that the GOP isn't doing anything about climate change. Wow, I was not expecting that. Anyway, press forward.
A show of hands. Do you believe in human behavior is causing climate change? Raise your hand if you do.
Well, look, we're not school children. Let's have the debate. I mean, I'm happy to take it to start. Alexander?
So do you want to raise your hand or not?
I don't think that's the way to do. So let me just say to Alexander this. First of all, one of the reasons our country's decline is because of the way the corporate media treats Republicans versus Democrats. Biden was on the beach while those people were suffering. He was asked about it. He said, no comment. Are you kidding me? As somebody that's handled disasters in Florida, you got to be activated. You've got to be there. You've got to be present. You've got to be helping people who are doing this. And here's the deal.
So is that a yes? Or is that a yes? Is that a hand raise?
You do not.
I think it was a hand raise for him, and it's my hands are in my pockets.
No, I didn't raise a hand.
Let us be honest as Republicans. I'm the only person on the stage who isn't bought and paid for, so I can say this. The climate change agenda is a hoax.
That's ridiculous.
The climate change agenda is a hoax, and we have to declare independence for it.
Okay.
Oh, God, look at me now.
It doesn't seem like anybody actually wanted to take a stand there, though. Take the stance that, like, yeah, it's real. That's funny. Or that it's fake. Like, nobody wanted to make it. Like, Ron DeSantis was clearly dodging. Like, what people on what beach? What the fuck is he talking about?
He's talking about Hawaii.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because they're trying
wasn't
to
that, like, Republicans... wasn't... The fires in Hawaii were just, like, incompetence, though, right? It was just,
What the Republicans are trying to do right now is they're trying to make this into Biden's Katrina moment.
They're trying to say Biden is worse for climate change than anybody else because look at that fire. They're doing exactly what I said they're going to do. We're the better climate stewards.
Well, none of them are saying that, though, right now.
Oh, my God. Politicians aren't actually coming out and saying what they mean? They're being coy and shitty about it?
Wait.
They're being underhanded about it? I can't believe
it. Doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter.
It's totally relevant. This is a plot going on.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but my point is, like, by your view of it, then they should be shilling for it.
Because a lot of their supporters think what I think. That it's a hoax. Yeah, and that's why they're cheering for Vivek Ramaswamy. So they can't just come out and say, like, yeah, we're all about the climate change agenda. Well, they're going to say, look what Joe Biden did about climate change. I do gooder than Joe Biden about climate change. Of course, I don't know if it's real or not, but I know they're not doing a good job. They're lying about climate change. Meanwhile, like Russia blew up their own pipeline so that we could sell natural gas to Europe. That's not part of it. None of this is related. Oh, hi, guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption. Not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders, you can use crypto, you can use e-checks, you can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now.
Right, but it felt to me like he didn't want to take a stance one way or the other. Like,
He was basically gish galloping and deflecting because he didn't want to take it because it's a divisive issue and there's a lot, though.
Here's the thing. It's
no,
not
no, no.
Really.
There's a divisive issue among people who like among these extremely political types. There are people who have strong feelings on this, and the Republicans don't have a strong position on it, so they don't know which way to go on this.
Well, I think what it is really that people that vote Republican generally do think it's a fucking hoax, which is why I'm actually surprised. I'm surprised that Ramaswamy didn't get applause for that. So, this is obviously a handpicked audience, right? So,
yeah,
on some level, that's gaslighting too. But, if they're trying to mainstream it in the Republican Party, they would be having these candidates because they've clearly had the audience planted to cheer or boo based on that issue. But it doesn't seem like any of the candidates were particularly eager to actually be seen taking a position on this to sort of like push that window. Probably because people don't want to hear that, which is why it's sort of funny they even brought it up.
And previously, Republican candidates would shout from the rooftop that climate change is bullshit.
Oh, yeah. No, every single one of them would say this is bullshit even as recently as 6 years ago.
Right.
Sven's correct in that most people who vote Republican are going to think it's bullshit, but there are Republicans that are trying to figure out how they can get in on the – because they see it as like this is inevitable. We're going to need to have policies on this. How do I get in on this without pissing off
They're doing the thing they always do. We're losing how do I start joining the winning side without actually leaving, without switching parties? How do I start? And the one way to do that is to start arguing, well, those other guys, they're just not good at it.
Have money wrapped up in climate change boondoggles.
Right.
Right.
Basically is what it really is.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess I was implying that these guys have a level of agency they don't actually have. Yeah. I mean,
these people a lot are of this puppets. Tied up donors. They're puppets. So they're basically, this issue, and Brett Baer seems to kind of take a pleasure in twisting these people around. It's kind of funny. He's like the one Fox News journalist that likes to actually twist people's fucking nose. Like always putting them in binds, like what he did with Trump. And like, well, you would have murdered that woman you let out of jail.
Under these rules, you would.
No.
Hey,
these rules start now. Not from two years ago.
It really depends on the severity. No, that wouldn't apply. So, just because I say so.
Let's go back to...
So he actually seems to enjoy like hemming these people up. And on some level, like he's also... That's kind of his job. Like, you know, but yeah.
And the reality is, the anti-carbon agenda is the wet blanket on our economy. And so the reality is more people are dying of bad climate change policies than they are of actual climate change.
Governor Haley, are you bought and paid for? Down by-
Even he can't, like, it has to be bad
wait,
economics.
Wait, hold on. Governor Haley, are you bought and paid for? The answer is yeah.
Hold on. I've had enough.
I've had enough already tonight
of
a guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here. The last person in one of these debates, Brett, who stood in the middle of the stage and said,
cut it off again?
What's a skinny guy with an odd last name doing up here was Barack Obama, and I'm afraid we're dealing with the same type of amateur standing on stage tonight.
What?
You mean the amateur that, like, ran away, like, won in a landslide twice?
Barack Obama was anything but an amateur.
He's not an amateur, sir. Like, you're, like, Chris.
Operation from minute one.
Chris, you're an amateur. Like, you can't even do, like, a bridge closure grift correctly without getting caught. Like, you can't. You're from New Jersey and you can't do mob shit. Like, what the fuck?
You can't even do, like, New York City, New Jersey construction fucking corruption without getting in trouble, you
my
fucking
God.
Moron.
Talk about amateur.
That's some people do that. Some people do in their sleep. People sleepwalk through that shit.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. You call the former president of the United States amateur. Like it's like he beat you with this game. Like maybe you weren't on that debate stage, but yeah, it's like the last guy who stood on stage and said that won. Good point, Chris. You got it. Everybody clap.
Yeah, the last guy. Also, but the other thing is, there's not really any comparison because like Barack Obama wasn't self-funded.
Right.
Barack Obama was a party man,
he was
a party operation from minute one. He was recruited, he was groomed, he was presented. I think they even broke him out early because he was like kind of the last credible fucking guy they had. You know, like they don't really have anybody. I mean, who the fuck do they have?
They tried to rescue the party from Hillary, as basically.
Increasingly, like debates for Democrats is gonna be like a bunch of fucking whammon. But it's going to be a bunch of like Latinx women and black women and shit. It's going to be a fucking nightmare.
So
but
what does
like,
Chris Christie think about the climate change issue
thing.
Then?
It's just fucking stupid. Dude.
Oh, he's responding being bought and paid for. Okay. That's it.
Yeah, he's like mad about bought and paid for, but it's like, Chris, bro. Like,
it's
come
true.
On,
like you've been a Republican politician for how long? Yes, you're bought and
like,
paid
you
for.
Like you are
bought and paid for.
A fucking nobody sees you and doesn't see a corrupt fucking guinea from New Jersey. Like
listen,
nobody
Ramaswamy,
doesn't see that. Like I'm sorry.
You just don't
like
have,
I'm
don't,
not even mad about it. I'm just saying that's you what you are.
Ramaswamy just doesn't have any experience being bought and paid for. That's the problem. It's like don't knock until you try it, pal.
Well, he's like I bought and paid for myself.
Yeah, no, that's no good. You need like a Jew to buy and pay for you.
Give me a hug just like you did to Obama.
Same time amateur.
And you'll help elect me just like you did to Obama.
Give me a hug just like you gave Obama. That's good.
Actually, that's a good snapback. You sweaty fucking Goomba. But yeah, no, that is a good clapback because he's like, yeah, if this guy was...
Give me a hug.
Also make the point, like,
I hope
bro,
he says Obama like, won, by the way. That would be funny. Use my clapback, Vivek.
That would have been a solid snapback.
He's literally
just like
me.
You did to Obama too. Give me that
the same
hug,
type of amateur.
Hey, hold on.
Same type of amateur. He said it again. That guy beat your fucking pants off this party for 8 years.
Of all the
you couldn't stop
of Obama,
fucking,
the idea
oh
he's
my
an
God.
Amateur.
You want to talk about amateur for 8 years, for 10 years really, because you count the primary season. For 10 years, the Republicans couldn't find a way to criticize him because they were so scared, they're going to call us racist. So they just whined about being called racist for 10 years while he ran roughshod over the country. with no fucking meaningful opposition, because you're like, oh, they're calling us racist. Oh, we're going to start the Tea Party. You start the
Dude,
end
Chris
party
Christie
instead.
Be like,
I'm a professional.
I'm a professional.
Hold on. Hey, Governor Haley, would you like to respond?
Deserves.
Are you so bought Brett, and paid for?
I got the floor, buddy.
Brett Baer really needs to find out if Governor Haley's bought and paid for.
Say is the fact that I think this is exactly why Margaret Thatcher said, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
Like, I have this pre-written clapback. I'd like to use it with no context now, sir. Can I use that?
Yeah, basically.
Like, somebody wrote that down before. That's like a pulse of nothing. She just says that.
Here's the gas chamber.
Wow, people really misrepresented how the crowd reacted to this stuff. I was under the impression that this woman got no love.
For the most cringy stuff.
That is terrible shit.
First of all, if you want something done, call.
Hey, did Dweisha?
Sorry, I brought out my Alex McNabb lock voice soundboard to get the I'm a Professional clip, and I just can't help it.
You know what you do? You know, if you want something not done, if you want to just like spin your wheels and waste your time on a problem, call up an Indian lady who pretends her name is Nikki and doesn't help you for like 20 minutes after being on hold.
Dude, Ramaswamy should have owned her on the fact that, like, hey, I'm owning my Pajit name.
Yeah.
Like, I'm up here in my full Pajit. I'm like, he's like going full Pajit. Like, he really is. He's got like the
you
Pajit
bloody,
smile.
You are fucked.
He's actually doing the bit of like, I'm a low status Pajit. I'm smiling and laughing and everything to show you I'm non-threatening.
Yeah.
But like, but I don't know. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, look,
that reminds me of a post I saw from like an Indian image board, and they said, man, he is a Brahmin, but the man can rape live on television.
Yeah, I saw.
Implying, well, rape. The funny thing about that is like implying Brahmins don't like rape all the time. Like, I thought that was what they were known for. I thought Brahmins were kind of known for rape, right? Isn't that the issue? Or they were just allowed to rape?
Yeah, it's not rape. It's not rape, but a Brahmin does.
Like, Brahmin status means you just get the rape.
Let's so ask Mark, anymore, Mark Brahmin. Do you rape, sir?
We do care about. Clean air, clean water. We want to see that taken care of. But there's a
clean air and clean water is not climate change.
Right way to do it.
Yeah,
and the right way to
thing,
do it is, first of all, yes, is climate change real? Yes, it is. But if you want to go and really change the environment, then we need to start telling China and India that they have to lower their emissions.
And they're not going to. Unless you.
And there's one Indian I really would like to lower his emissions right now. Deutsch.
That's where our problem is. And these green subsidies that Biden has put in.
Typical call center Indian broad is like pawns off the problem to somebody else. It's like, oh, it is not our problem. This is coming from China. There is nothing I can do. Would you like to talk to my supervisor?
If you believe the dogma, so.
He's
but,
done
yeah.
is help China.
I mean, that's actually kind of an easy out for them.
Who's helping China?
Because those countries do pollute a lot. But
whoa. Who's helping China? Is that what they're
all
going
for?
Oh, they're
done
saying
is
that
help
he's helping China.
China.
Yeah, no, that's not true. Though.
Who, Biden? We're doing the Jinping Joe. What do they call it? What did Stick Saxonhammer used to call him? I can't remember what. Like something Joe, but it was like Shanghai Joe or something.
Joe Shiden, something like that.
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted that has to deal with my voice? And whatever audio quality this is going to come out in. Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. I could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription. And then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm filling it or something.
Yeah, it's like
it's a pun that only works in like the spelling of it. It doesn't work when you pronounce it.
It only works in like the bizarre like bubble that Stick Sexenhammer lives in.
But I think yeah. It only really works in his head canon. Like, that's it. Like, other than that, it's a fail. Like, everything
because
else.
He doesn't understand all these electric vehicles that he's done, what that does. Half of the batteries for electric vehicles are made in China. And so that's not helping the environment. You're putting money in China's pocket. And Biden did that.
Dude,
so
America is putting money in China's pocket.
Yeah, like everything I own is made in China. Like you set it up that way.
Like, and are you going to actually change that? No. The only guy who's going to talk about actually changing that's going to be Ramaswamy.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to say we need to just like bring all our manufacturing back from China. And he's going to own her on this, I think, if I heard correctly. You know, I should have just watched it. It's kind of my job. Yeah. But, you know, I can't.
First of all,
no one should have to watch this without just.
Yeah, that's actually nobody should really be subjected.
It's like
to
once
this.
We heard that it was kind of good, it's like, all right, maybe we'll watch some of it. But it's
I think we need to acknowledge the truth, which is these subsidies are not working. We also need
what
to
subsidies?
Take on the international world and say, OK, India and China, you've got to stop polluting. And that's when we'll start to deal with
Senator Scott, are you bought and paid for?
What the fuck is this bullshit with? Are you? They're all bought and paid
for.
Everyone knows.
Yes, I'm a Republican. It's very cringy.
I guess he just likes to watch him squirm.
Absolutely.
Oh, look, Brett Baer.
Are you bought and paid for?
Yeah.
Sorry. Are you bought and paid
Absolutely
for?
Absolutely not. I mean, here's what the American people deserve.
Nigger, if there's anybody who's bought and paid for, because the funny thing is, Tim Scott is like bought and paid for, but it's like a product nobody even asked
for.
Yeah,
no one's. Who's buying that? He might be paid for. He's not being bought.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm being paid for, but nobody's buying it.
Oh, there's a
like
Megadeth pun in there somewhere.
Like, legitimately, nobody asked for Tim Scott.
GOP sells,
like,
but who's buying?
Tim Scott, we paid for him. You need to buy. Yeah. You need to stock him on your shelves.
Deserve is a debate about the issues that affect their lives. Going back and forth.
Oh, he's like those Star Wars toys of the black guy that never sold.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's like a Finn actor.
Yeah, like they're bundle him in with the characters you actually want to buy. So now you're forced to take him.
Finn Scott.
Yeah.
Lives.
He's on sale for like $2, but they can't even do that anymore. They can't do a clearance sale on it because someone will take a picture and accuse him of racism. Yeah,
he's gonna do it. We shouldn't be arguing with each other. We shouldn't be debating.
We shouldn't actually be mad at one another.
I want to hear this
because
going back. Back and forth being childish is not helpful to the American people to decide on the next leader of our country. Number one. Wait a second. Number two.
Is the easiest thing to say in one of these things.
Especially
it's
when
like people do snaps in place of discussing policy, and then someone's like, let's not be childish. Here's my platitude. It's just, it's so fucking tiresome.
As a kid who grew up in a single parent household, mired in.
Oh, really? Wow. I would never have guessed.
Was there a loud chirp every 30 seconds in your single family, in your single parent household?
I wondered, was the American dream real for kids who are devastated by poverty, devastated by the challenges of life?
You mean niggers?
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
The answer is 100% absolutely. It's only people that the American dream is real for. Maybe that and like Pajit millionaires.
America can do for anyone what she's done for me if we focus on restoring hope, creating opportunities, and protecting America.
What?
If we want the environment
to
be
better.
Let's
not go back and forth.
Yes.
With contention, let's do
go back
like
and forth
platitudes.
With saying nothing.
Yeah, let's just do. Like, can we just go back to platitudes? Can we back to empty
also,
platitudes?
Also, I'm black.
I'm more comfortable there.
These people are Pajits. I'm black. I'm authentic. You want me? I'm your alternative.
We all do. The best thing to do is to bring our jobs home from China.
Ooh.
If we create 10 million new jobs in my Made in America plan, we will have a better economy and a better environment. Let me tell you why.
See, here's the thing. I got to say this. Nobody, like, but nobody believes you. And the reason that nobody believes you, like, does anybody believe, like, these candidates, I wonder, you know, there's a whole industry of consultants and advisors for these candidates, and with Tim Scott, you know who's paying for it. They come up with these packages that they say, like, I've got this plan, I've got that plan, and they brand it. And I've been seeing this in debates for 30 years now, since I've been watching these dumb debates, since I was a kid, even because my parents used to watch them. And, like, they're purely for the campaign stage. Like, these plans disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once they're elected, if they're elected. They're out the window. And they don't even, you know, I mean, Trump was just, like, the most visceral example of it because he was such an outsider, people thought this guy might actually do it. But when an insider is like, my Made in America plan is gonna, how many times have you heard a Republican or a Democrat stand on stage and say, in the first year I'm gonna create this many jobs? Literally nobody buys it. No, I've heard that for 30 years.
Also,
he's saying 10 million jobs. There must be some kind of focus group conventional wisdom where they say people want to hear you're going to create X million jobs.
People want to hear that they're going to have employment opportunities. Wow.
People want to hear they're going to, but it's like, but
how much did you pay that focus group?
Really buy this?
Also, he's talking about, like, let's bring home our jobs from China. It's like, okay, what about, like, all the rare earth that they're mining that has, like, the lithium in it? Okay, are you going to make that magically appear in America? Like, that's in China. So, you know, if you want batteries, like, they're just going to keep being made in China. The raw material is over there. That's kind of part of the problem with the plan here.
Well, that's part of the problem, but it's also, like, that's something that can just be solved with trade. I mean,
right.
The idea of totally cutting off international trade altogether is kind of dumb, but like you should really only trade for the stuff that you
Well, if we care about climate change, we have to stop trading with China because China doing industry is climate change, and so therefore
Yeah.
They just have no fucking idea what they're talking about, or they're confident that the person listening has no fucking idea what's going on.
Well, the thing is it's the plan. There's a plan that's baked in. These people are paid to bloviate until like one of them occupies the place in the office in which then, like, the Jews paying them get what they want, you know? And really, this is a beauty pageant for Jew donors, this whole fucking thing.
America,
do it quickly.
America has cut. I'm a Southern boy. I talk slow. So America.
Be you're a nigger.
That was quick. America has cut our carbon footprint in half in the last 25 years. The places where they are continuing to increase, Africa, 950 million people.
Ooh.
India over a billion.
Oh, wow. So he's China over a billion. Like,
why would we put ourselves
boards
at a disadvantage, devastating our own economy? Let's bring our jobs home.
Hey, Sean Hannity here.
Ah! So, Sean.
Ah! Where did this guy come from?
It's just like he's just doing a promo for whatever the next Fox
News
video is.
Well, what's interesting is they let Tim Scott.
The debate.
Ah, shit. Sorry about that.
This segment ends where they let Tim Scott have the final word as the one proposing the bring jobs home when other people also.
I heard he was calling for total nigger death. I thought he was saying there's too many people in Africa. We need to slaughter them all.
He's like, Bill Gates needs to stop vaccinating these young niggers. Like,
sounds to me like he wants to genocide Chinese and Africans.
Yeah, seems
disturbing. Funny. Very disturbing.
But it's interesting. Like, the other thing is, like, it is actually true that we've been hearing about the bring jobs back from China, stop sending jobs to China. Politicians have been saying that for a while.
Oh, my God.
People believed Trump because, one, he was also just talking about generally, like, ending all immigration, kicking people out. The whole press hated him. All the Republicans hated him. And it felt like this guy's sufficiently an outsider that he might actually go ahead and do this. Also, he's like a businessman that understands business. He would know how to do this. There was a number of things. Remember he kept talking about Komatsu? He's like, well, why are we importing these Komatsu fucking
these ugly orange
machines when we should be buying
green?
You know, the Bobcats instead of Komatsus or whatever. And he was even saying another reason that people believed him. And Dave Chappelle made this point too. Was that he was like, look, I'll be honest, I bought Komatsus for some of my buildings. I don't like doing it. I want to buy Bobcat, but the incentives just aren't there. It's got to change. And, like, that actually is going to be way more convincing than, like, I've got a Made in America plan, 10 million new jobs by 2026. It's like, no one's going
to
buy
that. It's like when they used to, like, own him because there were all these, like, Beaner employees at, like, Trump hotels. And it's what you just say, like, well, why?
And you'd be like, yeah, of course, because that's what the, like, when they.
That's the business incentives.
Taxes too.
Yeah, it's like, let's talk
when
about
she's
the
like,
incentives.
You were cheating on your, he's like, of course, because I'm smart.
But let's talk about the incentives to hire these or to buy that. It's like, why are they there? How can they be eradicated? Platitude.
The funniest thing about that Dave Chappelle routine that he did for Saturday Night Live wasn't even the stuff about Kanye West. Okay. It was when he was actually making the libtards squirm by telling them, no, all that shit that Trump did that made you fucking absolutely hate him, like, everyone else loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And he even said, like, I actually liked it. I was actually impressed that he was like, yeah, no, obviously I'm a corrupt piece of shit. That's literally what this country is about because of the rules you people make. Why shouldn't I take advantage of these rules? And everyone's like, yeah, like it's,
hey, everybody, Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life. And I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
It's totally counterintuitive to normal political wisdom that you would go and say something like that. But as it turns out, everybody liked it.
Here's a meme.
That's what makes people think you might actually do something rather than just like, I've got a plan. And, I don't know. Yeah, it's sort of funny.
Sven, is that screenshot real? Is that real?
That is a real screenshot of Abraham Lincoln shaking hands with Donald Trump.
Wow.
Is that really Abraham Lincoln? I thought
he was dead. That's really him. I didn't know he was sick. He's dead? They're discussing.
I actually did hear about his illness, but I didn't know he had died.
You want to talk about a first step plan? It's called the Emancipation Proclamation.
First step back to Africa. Another first step plan, except this one wasn't implemented. Take the first step on the boat back to Africa. But that didn't happen because I actually think that
totally fake campaign promise. I have no doubt that he.
Yeah,
no plan
I am
back.
Almost positive that Abraham Lincoln, like the far more likely view, in my opinion, is that Abraham Lincoln was like basically doing a Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly. That's
when he was saying that. He's like, no. Yeah. He even said, like, look, if whites and blacks are going to coexist, white people have to be in a position of unquestioned supremacy. He said that in 1858. And then he said also all this shit about sending them back to Africa. Jesus. But when you read his private letters, this dude was a sentimental fucking libtard. He actually was like a faggot libtard in terms of race.
He did allow like expeditionary projects of seeing that if the blacks could be relocated anywhere else. So he did do something like that. But I don't think there would have been any serious implementation of it. It was just, again, like speaking to the.
Yeah, the real expeditionary projects was like moving niggers out of the South, like up to all the cities, up to like Detroit and like New York and Cleveland and shit. That was the expeditionary project. It's like, let's bring all these niggers up. They're working in factories. We freed them from the farms. Yeah, that didn't actually work out.
It was just to placate who, like, where America was at the time, because there were plenty of Americans who were voting for
nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted actual black emancipation, and certainly if they were going to do that, they would never have tolerated integration. Like, it was just not. The people in the North, frankly, let's be honest, they were just as fucking racist as people in the South, sometimes more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because the big reason why Reconstruction also failed wasn't just that the Southerners were resisting. It was the fact that you had these radical Republicans and the Northern voters like, what are you guys doing? Because like, there were like soft Republican factions that didn't want to do this type of stuff. And they were seeing what these radical Republicans were doing and they didn't like it. It was just like, let's move on. Yeah. It's done. War's done. Move on. Let's go build stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you know. I don't know. There's a lot going on, but yes, I'm confident that the whole thing that Abraham Lincoln was going to send them back to Africa was basically Trump type politics. Like, yeah, like what he said to Douglas in the debate in 1858. Yeah, like he basically said we need to have white supremacy. I mean, they never call him on it. He's never. I mean, maybe some extreme like race libtards and Jews like call him out on it, but generally speaking, they want to keep this image of him as he was, which is probably kind of who he really was, because these people have all read his private papers and they're like, no, this guy was actually like a libtard on board with the agenda. He just pretended to be racist. They actually say this. Doris Kearns Goodwin would say this in her biography. He's like, yeah, he's actually they actually say this now in order to protect his image based on today's politics, was that all of that stuff was in fact cynical campaign ploys. But then it's also like, well, what does that say about
and they tomorrow? Praise him for that, and they praise him for that. He's always praised for his political acumen, his ability all these contradicting things. And
you know what was funny, save the country. When, like, libertarians that hate Lincoln used to do the bit of saying that his biographers paper over the racism by saying he was just being clever. And I'm like, no, I think that's actually probably true. I think they're right. I think Doris Kearns Goodwin is correct that, like, yes, Lincoln was really a libtard. He was really a nigger lover. And he was lying to the people.
Yeah.
And he also, as a businessman, frankly, as literally a railroad fucking tycoon himself. I'm a bit of a railroad tycoon myself. You know? Like, he actually probably wanted the cheap labor. I mean, you could see there's a lens of the Civil War was a war for who gets to have the nigger labor, who gets to have that cheap labor, Southern landowners or Northern factory owners. But there, yeah, in any case, and like, let's also not pretend that the Civil War, from the perspective of the Southern planters, was not literally, we want to keep our niggers and you want to take them from us. Let's not do that dance song and dance. It's pretty clear when you actually look at the documentary record that, yeah, they were like, no, slavery is kind of our number one issue here. That's what we're protecting.
It was extremely enshrined in the Confederate Constitution.
It was like, can't really get around that. Yeah, you really, it's hard to, everybody, I used to believe that libertarian argument that it was about tariffs, not slaves, until, frankly, I actually read the original source material, and I was like, oh, yeah, I guess, I guess they really did want to keep their niggers slaves, didn't they? And they sent hundreds of thousands of white men to die for that. Kind of not something I'm a fan of. Anyway, let's
press. I mean, that's kind of 250,000 dead white men, and neither side was the good guy. There you go. There's your Civil War take.
Yeah, that's just like, yeah, I mean, that's America, my friend.
Two sets of merchants just trying to like fight over how business is going to be run.
Fight over niggers.
Well, the niggers are the business model.
You know how, even to this day, the tradition continues.
Yeah.
you know how they say Zog East, Zog West, Zog North, Zog South.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, right. No, there you go.
Yeah. Now it's like Zog left, Zog right, Zog donkey, Zog elephant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Zog donkey. Oh, really?
Oh, that's interesting. Wow, that
you are an Zog ass.
You have chosen one of the two mainstream acceptable political positions in this country. I hate you now.
It's too bad. Like, there's nothing funny like an elephant. You go on an elephant. Like, I'm actually a Zog pachyderm.
Oh. That's what, like, Vamaswamy says. Like, I'm a Zog pachyderm.
I'm a Zog pachy. But no, actually, you would hate pachys. You'd be like, I want these people who are like my genetic.
Yeah, but
twin,
like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I refuse to see that distinction. It doesn't matter to me. Like, you're all the same.
It's impossible to see the distinction.
go up to New Hampshire.
I said this to Mark Collette once. He's like, I'm sorry, mate. We can see it clearly. So, like, they know apparently, like, Pakis are actually worse or something. I don't know. But I think when you get to.
Well.
I'm like, well, I don't know. To us, they're kind of just brown people that talk funny and are annoying and like, fucking penny pinchers.
Well, a Paki, a literal Pakistani versus an Indian, that there's not much. But they use Paki to describe any Arabic-looking dude. So, like.
Well, they say Asian.
Asian.
Well, Britain also probably gets the shittiest version of the Pakistani.
Yes,
while we get kind of the more higher tier ones for whatever the higher tier.
What Britain
Pakistani
gets,
is.
They actually get a certain number of actual high tier Indians, a fair number of them actually, because all those people have like Anglophilia and want to be British. They like a lot of them, and then they also get like shit tier Paki. So they're probably like, hey, I don't mind these relatively light skinned English. Accent speaking Indians who literally just worst. Imitate our entire culture, but I hate these like brown savages. I'm like, bro, they'll both rape you. Like,
this is what we get. Look at these niggers like standing. This is Atlanta.
Y'all
see
it, man.
Free Trump. This is like the Trump.
What the fuck is this?
This is the Trump under arrest motorcade through Atlanta. What a lovely part of the country.
President! There he go!
Dude, this is like...
This is America.
This is like... There are Republicans who get like a warm, fuzzy people.
Oh, this is great.
These fucking
is like
niggers.
Niggers in the streets. Like, Ramaswamy in the streets. Because you're a Republican now. Wait, what's in these?
They got everybody.
Bambalance.
Looks like one of those Amazon delivery trucks.
Yeah, right. That's what that is. That's one of those Sprinters. A Dodge Sprinter or whatever they call it. Oh, shit. Oh, those were Ukrainian fucking reinforcements at the end there. I want to know what kind of fucking Bradley Humvee that was.
Wait, why do we have any of those in America?
Yeah.
That needs to be sent to Ukraine. Why is that still here?
And
we're not doing enough.
The Twitter died.
Did they talk about Ukraine at the debate? Did that come up?
Oh, yes. That came up quite a bit.
How did that?
I would like to see some clips. We need some like better. I need to, like, someone should have done some work.
Fox, yeah, we need something better than Fox News clips. Like, let's maybe in the break we'll search for.
The
some
problem
clips.
Is if I go into like Telegram, I could probably get relevant clips. But now I gotta get Telegram onto my fucking.
Yeah, but then you gotta like actually look at Telegram on for it. You know, that's.
Wait, what? Mike was gonna say what? Did we all miss that? Is that because this is the free fag edition? Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
The problem, I fucking can't stand that stupid app. I'm sorry, I know a lot of people use it, and it's something that one of the only apps left available where you can just spout off your state of mind, and I should probably do it more often.
Oh,
but
Telegram, like where you can go and like we can go app. And just be just subjected like so to like Jewish so and federal fucking psyops and have your fucking mind warped.
Yeah, I'm just
by
so sick
politics.
Of seeing all the trash on there. I probably should be putting out more posts than I haven't been, but it's like.
Governor Haley.
You should be training people to go somewhere else, really. I've said that.
But there isn't
times.
Really any other social app. The problem is maybe we don't need social apps. Need social maybe app. We should let social media
Why
die.
Would you
want to
be social with these? The people on there are antisocial. And they want to make
yeah,
you
these
antisocial.
Yeah, this is antisocial media.
Yeah. Antisocial meds.
Telegram is literally antisocial media.
Yep.
And actually all social media really is, but yeah.
Doing here.
So that video should cover you for a lot of the
Well, let's
stuff.
Go through that. I'm sorry. I'm just doing a little maintenance back here behind the scenes. Let's put this video on and see what we got.
I'm very curious about how they had to walk this tightrope. So if they walked it.
It's called Haley and Ramaswamy go creepy open-toe shoe to open-toe shoe over Ukraine funding. You know, ever noticed
okay.
like
Well,
yeah, no matter how like rich, no matter how rich an Indian Brahmin is, like they just wear nasty like sandals all the time. So you have to look at their fucking like gigantic toenails and shit.
Yeah, the big like white slabs on their big toe. Yeah, but
so here we go.
Which like your toenails are the same color, but it doesn't clash with your skin color, so it doesn't. You
also,
don't
I have
call attention.
I also have socks on and like sneakers, so no one you don't even
yeah,
have to think
you
about
don't,
it.
I don't, you don't want to look at my feet.
No,
this is, I'm not going to.
You
make
did like, not raise your hand, meaning that you would support. More funding for the Ukraine war. You have said of Governor DeSantis that you didn't appreciate it when he initially called it a territorial
dispute.
I don't
appreciate you.
Why?
First of all, the American president needs to have moral clarity. They need to know the difference between right and wrong. They need to know the difference between good and evil. Right. When you look at the situation with Russia and Ukraine, here you have a pro-American country that was invaded by a thug. So when you want to talk about what has been given to Ukraine, less than 3.5% of our defense budget has been given to Ukraine. If you look at the percentages per GDP,
well, that's already now we have another problem.
Like, wow, how big is our defense budget?
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, that's a good in-between fucking frames face. Look at that. Let's just take that in for a second. That's a good one. Those fucking Bugs Bunny teeth she has up front. Really weird.
I really actually despise this woman.
She's
not
awful.
Not to get
how
personal,
does she,
but
how
I,
does
I
she,
fucking hate this one. Ever how, since her looks, speech about removing the fucking Confederate flag, I know even what we just said about the Civil War, I still get irked when they remove the battle flag because it means something. It means something when they do that. I mean, it's an attack on white people when they do that now. That's how they're framing it. So
how
that's
is
how
she
I take
a,
it.
How is she a contender? Like, they just... Like, who is
it's
Nikki
It's literally
Haley's
a meme.
Support?
She's never been a contender. Nobody has ever wanted this bitch.
She shows
Nobody
up every...
in national elections has ever wanted her. She shows up again and again. Trump made her part of his administration.
Oh, that's right.
Making her UN that's ambassador.
Yeah.
And I think some other stuff, too. I'm not sure. But it's like, yeah, literally, it's like... Nobody at all, and like Nikki Haley, like where the fuck did this broad come from? I don't know how the fuck she got. And frankly, I don't think in South Carolina they knew that she wasn't white.
Right. Nimraka.
Because she changed her name. Why didn't you run? I mean, if I were Ramaswamy, I would own her on this. Nikki, why don't you run Nimrata? Why don't you run under your real name?
Right.
Just per GDP.
She's just a swarthy white woman.
Yeah.
She looks like she's about to lose it at a fast food employee and that with that expression.
11 of the European countries have given more than the U.S. But what's really important is go back to when China and Russia held hands, shook hands before the Olympics, and named themselves unlimited partners. A win for Russia is a win for China. We have to know that.
Okay.
Ukraine is the first line of defense for us. And the problem that Vivek doesn't understand
is
you're losing.
There's another good one. Way for you to win.
That's another good face for her.
He wants to hand Ukraine to Russia. He wants to let China eat Taiwan. He wants to go and stop funding Israel. Mm. You don't.
I fucking starve, and I can eat Taiwan right now.
This sounds. I'm like, okay.
It's like some General Chow's. Some Nimrata.
But the funny thing is, it's like, according to U.S. policy, like, Taiwan is part of China.
Vivek looks like that Bugs Bunny meme. No. Right there.
Is he going to deny that he wants to cut funding to Israel?
No. Let's go back here.
Israel, you don't do that to friends. What you do instead is you have the backs of your friends. Ukraine is the front line of defense.
Sad.
Putin has said, if Russia, once Russia takes Ukraine, Poland and the Baltics are next. That's a world war. We're trying to prevent war. Look at what Putin.
We're trying to prevent war by prolonging war. We're trying to prevent.
We can let Russia have those countries.
So what do you mean, like, prevent war? Like, this war has been going on for like a year and a half because you couldn't just let it go.
I mean, to be honest,
since 2014, I don't think that's
actually true about Poland and the Baltics.
Oh,
but additionally, like, those countries used to be part of Russia.
Yeah.
Like pre 1917, they were. So whatever, you know. Again, not my problem.
Putin did today. He killed Prigozhin. When I was at the UN, the Russian ambassador.
Good.
Yeah, he killed the guy that tried to do a coup. This is not like America where you just get to run around.
So are we? Like, is she actually expecting us to care?
I don't know.
No, here's the funny thing. Even if you actually bought into her view, like her extremely unpopular view on this war, are you actually supposed to be outraged that Putin killed a guy that staged a coup against him?
Yeah. It's just.
I mean, are you actually supposed to be mad about that?
Isn't that what, like, you guys want to do to Trump, anyways?
No.
Right. I mean. Yeah. Like, what's so? I mean, look, yeah, this look, guy let him.
I was just gonna say, Borzoi, the difference between the difference between Russia and democratic America is, like, when you have a guy that tries to stage a coup, you let him run around for years, grifting and, like, raising money from his dumb followers about it. You don't kill him. So it's so unheard of. You don't accuse him.
You basically let him do that to rope more and more of his followers in, and you put him in jail.
Right.
You literally let him, like, scam more people so that you can get more fucking marks to, like, raid their homes.
That's democracy.
With, like, flashbang grenades and kill them or put them in jail. Like Putin killed, like, a major enemy. You people kill, like, fucking old men sitting in their house with a, you know, it's like, fuck you.
I was at the UN. The Russian ambassador suddenly died. This guy.
Oh, my God. Was he vaxxed?
Yeah, see, this is, again, why this is. I didn't know he played soccer.
Oh, my God. Do we have his shoes?
Well, you see, they made him play on their World Cup team, and he just fell flat on the field.
When the That's Russian ambassador,
I didn't even know he played soccer.
Sir, suddenly died. This guy is a murderer, and you are choosing a murderer over a pro-American country.
Wait, do we have any info on that? Is there any reason to believe that Putin assassinated the UN? Advisor from Russia?
I don't know.
She's saying that he had him killed. Like, couldn't he just, like, fire him and get a different one? What if he just died suddenly? What if he was literally playing soccer?
Yeah,
I don't know anything about that controversy, but it's a little. Seems
I have
like,
to look into it. I think that it's entirely Putin has off certain people. The other thing is, a lot of times. Whenever you hear, here's the one thing I'll say. When you hear American politicians and media mad that, like, a figure in Russia died, it's probably just someone they were developing as traitor. And, like, then, and basically the state security in Russia got wind of it and, like, off the person. Cause, like, all right, you're basically working with the CIA or something. You're dead. And they're like, oh, how dare they? How dare they off the guy that we had planted, the source we had developed. To do gay ops.
Hold on. Just, we got Vivek. He's about to. Your mother, you bloody.
First of all,
Mr. Ramaswamy, you have 30 seconds. Mr. DeSantis,
you know, Governor DeSantis. I wish you well in your future career on the boards of Lockheed and Raytheon.
You know, I'm not on but the fact of the matter. And Raytheon, and you,
that's not true.
Boeing came off of it, but you've been pushing this lie. You've been pushing this lie all week, Nikki.
You want to go and defund Israel? You want to
Okay, let me address that. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to address each of those.
Oh, my God. Tell us how you're not going to defund Israel. Become less interested.
This is
of a professional politician. There you have it.
Your watch, so you the reality is.
Is she equating the defunding Israel with making America not safe? America is not safe because we fund Israel.
Yeah, America is not safe because of Israel.
There literally never would have been a single raghead in the Middle East raise a hand towards America if not for its support of Israel, of being the fucking military.
Just fucking say it, you fucking wog. Like, I'm getting tired of you. If you're not going to just fucking say it, say yes. So yes,
unless you have no foreign policy experience, and it shows.
And you know what? The foreign policy experience that you all have shows in the pointless wars you've gotten into after Dresden.
So unfortunately,
hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position listening to me right now, well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content. And now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? You want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio on how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
He delivered that like killing retort, which is the one I said he should say.
Over screaming.
While the phony handpicked audience was like applauding like
Let's
hell because like basically Jews are running the people.
With Israel will never be stronger than by the end of my first term.
Oh boy!
But it's not a relationship.
Right, you lost me, buddy.
It is a friendship. And you know what friends do? Friends help each other stand on their own two feet. So I will lead Abraham Accords 2.0. I will partner with Israel to make sure Iran never is nuclear armed. But you know what I love about Israel? And I've been there probably in the last 10 years more than most people on this stage. You know what I love about them?
I doubt it. I love their border.
That's pretty hefty claim, to tell you the truth. It's sad that he like wants that perception.
Yeah, were you there
like
every day?
Love about him? I love their border policies. I love their tough-on-crime policies. I love that they have a national identity and an iron dome to protect their homeland. And so, yes, I want to learn from the friends that we're supporting. And what puzzles me...
We have to learn from the Jews. Oh, she's... No, you said you're... God, I hate this woman.
And what puzzles me is... No, I want to learn from those and apply those to protect our homeland, Mickey.
Israel needs America. America needs Israel.
Okay,
wait, for what? Wait, for what?
I want to explain... But that's a rhetorical...
Fine,
for what?
Right. Then, according to this dumb debate, then he's right. Let them stand on their own two feet.
Governor DeSantis, you were mentioned in the territory.
Wait. They're the last line of defense to Iran? Like, no, we're literally the whole reason
Iran's not threatening us.
It's like, we try to defend Israel from Iran going, like, Iran going nuclear
Where's
is about
Iran
them nuking Tel Aviv. Strap missile to me, my body is ready. It's
Wait,
like.
What is Iran going to do to us?
Territorial dispute.
What are you going to
do?
Not only.
No, it's not a territory.
Look at this. Iran will deny us their pistachios. That's what Iran will do.
Ron DeSantis will open Disneyland.
You were mentioned in the territorial dispute. Not only.
No, it's
tonight.
Not a territorial dispute either.
Hey, Sean Hannity here.
Oh, come on! Fucking. That sucks.
Very, very cringy. Yeah, oh, well.
This apparently went on for a while.
It kind of sucks because it's like. Foreign policy is where Jew power is most salient. It's where it's most obvious and clear and open and right in everyone's face. And it's also where like they will fucking come down so hard on dissent on that. And like he has to. It's so sad that he didn't just say I'd cut funding to Israel. I mean, I get it. Like again, but I'm done.
Okay,
of course, everybody gets why he said what he said.
But
the thing is, why he said what he said is exactly the problem. I'm sorry.
How many NRX just like weirdos or just other copers are going to be like telling us to like read the tea leaves on that? Like read between the lines. He can't say that he hates Israel and defund it. Well, he has to couch it in like we're going to be a strong friendship. It's like no, he's like that's what he means.
But I'm
that.
Sick of that.
He means that. Though.
I'm sick
it's
of
like,
that.
It's like I'm not like I reject that out of hand. Like put on the stage, put on the debate stage, Mr. Not Bought and Paid For, that fuck Israel. Just do it.
Yeah.
And then, oh, you can't expect anything. It's like, why can't I expect that? I expect that. My expectations
will boo you in that handpicked audience, but so what?
That would be like fucking wildfire.
Yeah. And the thing is that, like, yeah, the reason that reading the tea leaves on this, like, I'm sure if you got this guy in private, he would be like, yeah, Jews run America. Jews run our foreign policy. Yeah. And then that would be his
And I would
reason.
Be like, well, thanks for not saying anything about that at the debate there, pal.
Right.
Thanks for keeping your mouth shut.
Exactly.
Go on.
Right.
And play. Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, don't come to me and tell me what people can and can't say publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because look, what if, and they would be like, well, yeah, but look, you guys are censored for everything. Well, okay.
Well, look at, Mike
goes along with it.
He's pushing the Overton window from being friends with benefits to Israel to just being friends with Israel. That is huge. You can't reject that.
He's not even really pushing it because he's...
In my joke, he is.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying because they would say that he is. But the problem is, like I said, just take people at their word, because the fact that he says that means he's afraid of them. And then if he was on some off chance he was elected, he would, in fact, ultimately cave to them, because he caved to them before even being elected. He's just caved. So he's kind of trying to have it both ways. He's trying to excite an anti-Israel base, which he knows is a growing base of people that are going to vote GOP. And he can even recruit voters. He can recruit people who don't usually
allow
vote.
Me to recruit.
Right. I mean, so yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a break here. Oh my God, it's already 12:45. Alex skips a day, and like the whole fucking operation falls apart. It's fine though. Yeah. We'll be right back.